I wanted to talk about the Yankees. Oh, and Craig Carton. I'm so pissed that first of all, the fact that the Yankees played two straight days in monsoons. That wasn't really that bad on Wednesday. I was at the game on Wednesday night. Rain wasn't that bad. It was like a misty type of thing. Thursday looked terrible. I was at the Giant game on Thursday. Me and Jack talked about it. Jack was at the game on Thursday, too, at MetLife. You said it wasn't that bad. I know I talked to Paul Dottino on the sidelines. He was like, first quarter, he's like, dude, I'm officially drenched. Like, we're soaked.
Yeah, I was, my seats were, like, I wasn't covered by anything, so I was totally exposed to the rain and, like, the mist, but it looked like it was really heavily raining, but it was, like, kind of like that misty rain, and, like, the wind kind of picked it up, and it looked like it was really heavily raining, but me and my girlfriend had ponchos.
Oh, well, the ponchos helped out
a lot. So, like, I was kind of like, I'm not that soaking wet. My girlfriend had, like, a hoodie on. It was, like, a gray hoodie, but, like, her sleeves went from, like, you know, it was dark gray, and it was, like, light gray.
Right.
But it wasn't, it downpoured, I think, heavy rain, like, twice during the game. I was like, all right, this stinks. And then as soon as, like, midway through the fourth quarter we stayed, it started raining again. I'm like, all right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, it wasn't totally terrible.
No, it was bearable. It was bearable.
There were some moments, though, that it really downpoured. The Yankees, though, on Thursday, because I was watching the Yankee game while I was at the Giant game, too. Dude, that looked worse than Giant Stadium. Like, it looked, looking at the dugouts, the rain trickling down, piling up, like, it looked bad. Nestor Cortez on the mound didn't look like he had a chance to survive in that rain. And then, meanwhile, they canceled Friday. And I know that there was some moments it poured, but it was better. It was so much better than Thursday. I couldn't believe that they canceled the game. And now whatever it is, what it is. But it upset me because I was so looking forward to Craig Carton, Susan Wolman together. Know both very well. It was a must listen to broadcast. It's still going to be must listen to the next three games. There's going to be a doubleheader today, and then obviously Sunday's game. But I cannot wait to hear the two together. Listen, there's the, I don't want to say animosity, but everybody knows how Craig has been on air on these airwaves with Susan Wolman, busting chops here and there. And Susan, who is a class act, 100% of the way, true professional, loves her job, loves what she does, you know, is one of the best in the business. It's going to be an amazing experience to hear those two together. Now, I heard the morning show talk about it. My favorite, Eddie Scazzeri, is the best because he's like, I'm hoping for a train wreck situation. You want to have almost, and I'm sorry, I love John Sterling, but a John Sterling moment where ball hits the wall, things the home run. Whether a play is bobbled or mishandled in some sort of like little league scenario play. Can't wait to hear Craig, you know, how he puts that together. But honestly, I'm gonna make this comparison. And everyone knows I love horror movies. Everyone knows I love horror movies. Okay, I'm going to put this together. Susan Waldman and Craig Carton, and this is a positive. So mind you, this is a positive. Please. This is going to be like when Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees made a film together. When they did Freddy vs. Jason. To me, this is two unbelievable characters put in the same booth. Like when two unbelievable characters were put on the same screen. Just the fact that they're next to each other, it's a gift. It's amazing.
And it's a doubleheader.
Well, it's a double. Listen, they're doing the whole series,
and then a doubleheader. That's a lot of Susan and a lot of Daniel Craig in
one day.
One day,
yeah. No, of course. But the point is, listen, they got three games together. So, yeah. But the point is, it's just one of those things where you have these two figures side by side next to each other. Anything can happen. It doesn't actually even matter how it goes. Just the fact that they are next to each other, it is going to be a must listen, must see. Hopefully they have like a camera or two there to take pictures and to let us know that this thing actually happened with some video. I need to see the behind the scenes. Like, I'm going to want to know every inch of what happens in the booth when they first meet each other, as the game wraps up, as Sunday they say goodbye to each other. To me, I need to know the inner workings of Craig Carton and Susan Wolman. This may go down as the best broadcast in history. It's upsetting that we may only get three games of it. And this is not to knock anybody else, because I love Emmanuel Barbari. Everybody knows that. I've been kissing that guy's butt since he's walked in this building. I've worked with him for quite a few years. Kid is amazing. He's going to be the next Iron Eagle, at the very least, next Iron Eagle. Guy's got such a great career ahead of him. But Craig and Susan are freaking unbelievable. I love Ricky Ricardo, but Craig and Susan, this is a match made, I want to say heaven, but it's a match made in the most entertaining way possible.